Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm so pumped. I have one of my favorite people ever, fellow Jersey girl, joining me. She's based in Iowa now, so we'll get into her story a little bit. But Dr. Marisa Bauman, she is the owner and CEO of Homestead Chiropractic in Iowa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This is such an honor, seriously.
Yeah, I am so pumped to dive into your story because I love your story for so many reasons. I don't want to spill the tea before you give the background, but let's tell the listeners about how you got into chiropractic and entrepreneurship in general.
Sure. Interestingly enough, I actually grew up being completely ignorant to chiropractic. I didn't like it. I thought it was a bunch of hoodoo voodoo. And I was like, this isn't for me. But going on my own health journey, sometimes life has a funny way of just putting you in places that you need to go. And so eventually I redirected my medical path to chiropractic. I've lived in and around the East Coast my whole life. I have traveled to Europe and been blessed to go to different places, but I've never gone to the Midwest. And also there's a chiropractic school in Daytona Beach, Florida. And at the time it was California and Texas and beautiful upstate New York. But I was like, I would buy a flight and go visit those places on the regular. Mm-hmm. I would never buy a flight just to be like, let's go to Iowa for the weekend and see what's up. So I said, personal growth moment, you need to go live there for 4 years. So that's what I did. I packed up my stuff. I moved to the Midwest, but I had all intents and purposes of going right back to Jersey and just being there to serve my community and my family there. And my journey took a little bit of twists and turns through that. I didn't end up obviously living in Jersey forever. The Midwest really was a place that now I call home and love. But that growth and that experience here in Iowa during those very formative years of my 20s and grad school experience is what started my journey, not only in entrepreneurship, but in understanding myself and the person that showed up in that entrepreneurship so much more.
I love that. And I'm opposite. I was from the Midwest. I lived in Kansas. I was like, cool, Iowa seems like a safe place. Let me go there. And then I was like, oh, after I graduate, let's just burn it all down and move to the East Coast where I know nobody. And so I love when we met, I was like, wait, I know you're different because you got Jersey girl energy. Like, what's the deal? You're like, oh my God, I used to have a practice in Jersey. I'm like, what? This is insane. I wish we were friends when you were here. But our paths crossed when they needed to. So tell the listeners a little bit about that first practice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure going in school if I wanted to open up my own. But as I went through the journey and just met other colleagues and people that were doing it on their own, and I started to travel and shadow other practices, and I was like, wow, is this actually truly capable? And I was like, if they can do it, why can't I do it? And so I started to dive in and learn more about business because school did so much to teach you how to be like a great clinician and how to adjust, but they didn't do jack shit for teaching you how to run and operate a business. So I went to a lot of different seminars and I got connected with different mentors and different groups and networked with these doctors that were running their own practices or their own practices with spouses. And for preceptorship, I went down to Knoxville, Tennessee. And then even after graduating, I spent 6 months sleeping on a twin-sized cot in a child's room of a colleague who was working for a practice in Des Moines, just so that I could ducktail his wife to learn the back office procedures and auditing accounts and at the time insurance and lots of things so that I felt confident going back to Jersey. Because if I'm about to open up a business and I'm not a small player, I don't want to live small. I was not going to open up a small one-room boutique. I knew that I wanted my doors to be open to be able to serve the community and never have to turn someone away because I didn't have capacity. So I knew that I had to open start, be profitable from the gate. And I wanted to learn everything and anything I could to try and just set myself up with those basics. And so I did. From that, I moved back to Jersey in July of 2019 and started the process of opening up my own business while being long distance with my now husband, who was still based here in Iowa. Obviously, as time went on and we were getting ready for our ribbon cutting in April of 2020, you know what they told me on March 12th. And they were like, 2 weeks, we'll just cut it for 2 weeks. And I was like, cool, we can kind of figure that out. It's fine. 2 weeks and it'll all be hunky-dory. No, 30 more days. You were in Jersey. You know, it was totally different at the time. And so while that was pretty devastating to have spent so much time and so much effort and blood and tears setting up this practice, we had pre-booked appointments ready to go. Now, all of a sudden, I couldn't actually exercise that. And so I think for a lot of people, there was this period of time where we really had to get clear with ourselves, really dive in deep and understand our hearts and what we were put on this earth for and what our truest desires were. And at the end of the day, for me, I realized that my business, while extremely important and had been the driver of the doing in me for so long, did not outweigh what I wanted for my personal life and for my heart and where I wanted to live and raise a family and grow. And so I made the decision before even opening my doors that if an opportunity came along and the universe gave me the go, that I was going to take it, sell my practice, close, bring in an associate, whatever that looked like, pay off the business, whatever it meant, I would be able to take the opportunity and move back to the Midwest and live another life here. And I think that having the opportunity, because we did open in July and we knocked it out of the park and it was such a beautiful gift to the community, such a beautiful gift to me. And through the process of putting that out in the universe and a lot of prayer and a lot of visualization and a lot of manifesting, I truly don't believe this would have happened without any help from the universe, because it was just way too fast. I mean, you're talking, I had someone come check it out in October, give me an offer at the end of October. We agreed on a number by Thanksgiving. We signed the contract by Christmas and the state processed it by January 25th. And I moved into my apartment on February 10th of 2021.
Just back, like, in Iowa.
Back in Iowa.
That's literally insane. I have goosebumps for so many reasons. One, because I just love the fact that you were open to opportunities. I think so much in entrepreneurship, we have our head down. We're like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. We're completely oblivious to the world around us and how much the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, wants to see you win and live out your highest potential, that we're not even looking for opportunities that are right in front of our face. And you could have been like, my life sucks. I opened a practice during COVID. You could have had the victim mentality, but you were like, no, this has been tough. And it's also helped reprioritize the things that I actually care about in this season of life. And business is one of them, but it's not the only thing. And so let me be open to receiving how good it gets, the crazy synchronicities that can happen in my life. And then when you were open to that, they started appearing left and right. One, I love that you opened and sold a practice within a year. And the fact that you had even built a practice that was worth selling, because I know people who have been in practice 10 to 15 years that could never get a dime for it because it's a shithole, right? Or it's not producing profit. And so kudos to you, girlfriend, because that's freaking awesome. Then you went back to Iowa and you're like, cool, I'm going to do it again. So walk us through that journey.
Literally. So I will say I took probably about 6 weeks just to go process it. Because I did this all in secret. This was a journey I had to take myself. And so having such close family ties, it was really hard to leave. I knew that if I was leveraging my own heart for the sake of other people and what they wanted, how was I letting myself down? Having some time to just figure out, okay, what does life actually look like here? Will I actually have a successful partnership here? Like, we were long distance, you know, we were just trying to figure out and navigate what that looked like as boyfriend and girlfriend. And so I spent some time doing some coverage work for different practices. I still had my license in Jersey, so I would go back and help out friends and colleagues. And then I did some work here locally, but eventually you get in enough practices and having done it before, there comes a time where just in my heart, I was like, I need to do this again. Mm-hmm. And I need to be able to be a pioneer for what chiropractic can look like in this community. And so I was like, that's it. We're starting all over. So the cool thing about doing it a second time is that you're prepared with all the things you needed to do and you know it. However, you also know the shit that comes along with it.
Totally.
A bit of like, like, I know what's coming down the pipeline, but you just walk in that trust and you walk in that faith, you know, faith over fear, and just you can figure it out and make it happen. And so I started the process in probably May of 2022. And then I actually got to have a ribbon cutting this time in November, and we opened up in December. And so we've been in practice. We just celebrated 2 years earlier this month. And this practice was a little bit different. One, I was a different person walking into this practice.
Yes.
Two, I had done so much work before to really have the foundations and the basics of how I wanted to operate in business, what I needed to do to get people in the doors, be profitable enough to stay open, and manage a team of people and individuals there. But I had only had my last practice for 6 months. So I only had that personal grit, it's all me figuring it out mentality for a short period of time. And even then, I'm thinking about how do I make that first practice the most turnkey practice possible so that someone can just come in and operate it. For this one, it was like, I still built it with the same integrity for growth. I was walking into it knowing that this was going to be it. This is a reason why this practice was called Homestead. This is it. And so having the idea of what do I actually want practice to look like in 5 or 10 years? And so this time I didn't do insurance. This time I was way more focused on prenatal and pediatrics, because in the QC, there are a lot of chiros here. The thing that I needed to learn was that just because I'm in Jersey or in Des Moines or in Atlanta or wherever else you are, there are also other chiropractors. It don't matter how many chiros are there. It matters who shows up in your business and what's your vibe and your niche and your actual offer to the community, because not everyone's your cup of tea and you're not everyone's, but you are the cup of tea for a lot of people. Actually getting into the nitty gritty and building it up, we got to a point where it was like, cool, we're steady, we're stable. I know that there's more. I know that there's a way that I can continue to leverage, and you get to a plateau that I had reached that was beautifully gotten to from all of my prior experience. But then I met you at a beautiful time where I was just ready for what that next level could be, because I got really good at starting the practice. Mm-hmm. I needed to know and wanted to learn, how do I actually scale this now and become more of the CEO of my business versus just employee? Because I was a slave and an employee to these concrete jungle walls that I was living in every day. So I'm still navigating that process, but I have done so much through this work with TWP, the Wealthy Practitioner, to continue to actually figure out what that looks like. Because again, nobody teaches you except you do.
Yeah, I love that. And you have such a beautiful practice. You have the experience. You've opened practices. You're not worried about being profitable. You're like, I know how to create a profitable model, but profit is only one aspect of it. You're trying to build a practice for longevity and legacy and impact. And having a younger practice, I would say under 5 years of being open and established, you are mentoring young doctors. You have a lot of people on your team. You're paying a lot of people. Like you said, you're not building a boutique practice. You're building a powerhouse practice, and it requires you to be a different level of leader. It requires you to think 10 steps ahead, not, okay, what are we going to target for next month? You're trying to think about what you're creating in 2026. And when we met at Scale Up, as much as I inspire my clients, I love to be inspired by my clients too. I want to have close proximity to people who want to create big things in their life. And so I told you this morning before we started recording, girl, I was reading your goals this morning. Fuck yeah, let's go. I'm so pumped from you. We're going to hit them all. Let's go. Because that's the kind of energy I want in my life, right? Sometimes people are like, oh, I don't need a mentor. I don't need a coach because I don't have anything that's broken.
Okay. No, I mean, this is a beautiful thing about, in order to grow into someone who's going to be an emotionally healthy and a forward-thinking leader for their team, you have to do that for yourself. Because if you're not doing that for you, the person that shows up to lead them can oftentimes bleed on them, even though they didn't cut you. And this is where you can create a very unhealthy team culture. And now you're not focused on building the business and the brand in your community and increasing the outreach and the impact. You're just focusing on surviving and making sure that your ship is not on fire. There's no capacity, or there's no place where you not continuing to work on yourself and learn and grow that doesn't actually continue to help your team learn and grow too. And so implementing and working on your own limiting beliefs, your own mindsets, your own dreams, helping your team figure out what their dreams and their mindsets are. We're so close to a school, so I get a lot of students that are also scared to go out into the world. They're learning so much about what to do to, again, to adjust, but they don't know how to actually reach the people to be able to do that and do that on an impactful level. Mm-hmm. And so being able to actually say, hold on, you will get to a point in practice and you will know it because you will not go forward. Mm-hmm. And you will say, this is what Dr. Steph and Dr. Marisa were just talking about on their podcast. Mm-hmm. It is time, because there is not a cap. You continue continuing education for chiropractic. Why aren't you continuing ed for your own leadership and your own personal development? Because again, you can read every system and procedure and operating manual in the world, but if you aren't showing up as the best version of yourself with those things, it doesn't matter what you do. You are still going to be faced with the same problems. It's just going to be with different people, different team, and different practice members.
And the thing that people don't realize too, I was telling somebody this past weekend in New York, is you cannot teach on something that you have not truly embodied yourself. And so if you're going to go into your team and you're going to be like, okay, we can charge premium prices and we don't have to offer discounts and all of this, but your money mindset is shit, your team's money mindset is going to be shit, right? Or if you're like, hey, we are the best damn thing for our community and we totally fully believe that and embody it, your team is going to pick up on that energy as well. And I think so often, because I work with clinic owners, I know where their bottleneck is or what their mindset is that they have to overcome in order to get to the next level. And it's never another strategy. It's never another new patient acquisition platform. It's never any of that. It is, what do you believe to be true about you and what you can accomplish? And how can we 10X that vision and that level? That's one of the things that I love about the people that I work with at The Wealthy Practitioner. All of them are creating really big lives and big in their way. It doesn't mean that everybody has to have a podcast, a coaching company, rental properties, a business. It doesn't mean they have to have all these things, but it has to mean they want to live and be fully vibrant and excited and feel joy about the life that they're living. One of the things that I love about you the most is the stuff that you learn and implement, you take it back to your team. So, perfect example. People have to go to your social media and watch what you did with your team for Full Send, because Nikki and I were texting and we're like, God, why is she so cute? She's so perfect. We didn't even think about bringing this to our team. Look at what Maurice is doing. And you took one of my mini programs and trainings that I did, Full Send, and it completely, I'll say, like, unfucks your mindset, unfucks what you think is true about wealth, unfucks whatever you think is true about your capacity. And most people are like, this is great for me, but I'm not going to teach my team. I don't want my team to get too abundant thinking, or they'll leave because they're still operating out of scarcity. Instead, you were like, this is good. This is slapping me in the face. Let me take this to my team and have a party.
100%. Comfort kills, right? I don't want myself to be comfortable. I don't want my team to be comfortable. If I have big visions for my life, I know that I ain't going to get there by myself.
Right.
I have my business and mindset coach. I have clinical continuing ed I love, but my team is in my boat too. And so if they are also not growing, then how are we supposed to go forward together? One of the biggest things that came to me was, again, just the universe puts things in place. One of my team leads came to me and was like, because I love sharing trainings and stuff, I'll put all the videos out there, I'll take all the information and I'll share it. And she's like, I really find myself stuck in my own mindset around finances. And I was like, cool. I don't want you to show up like that with our practice members or other people that are having financial decisions with you. And you are one of the primary people that's doing that. I love that you came to me and are asking for resources. I got this. I'll put something together for you. And so I started to put a list together for her. And I was like, why am I just doing this for her? And then Full Send Frequency came along. And I was like, I love this. I did my perfect day exercise. Why can't I do that with them? I wrote down what were my limiting beliefs and the questions that Dr. Steph asked me. Why can't I ask them? And so I did. I literally went to Target. I got like the Bachelorette money blower, fake money thing. I was making it rain in the coffee shop room across the street. I put like a real $100 bill in the midst of it too, to like
the fake ones.
Yes.
Just to show my God.
when they were cleaning it up, or if someone was sitting at the table, who saw it? Who was paying attention? Who's going to pick up the money and say, thank you, universe?
Yes.
Different money mindset journals and pens with diamonds on it. And we were prompted and we listened to one of the Abundant Bubble podcasts, talked about the premise of creating that gratitude journal. And that's what they started to do. We started to write things down. We dreamed about a perfect day. And some of their perfect days included not working till 6:30, 7 o'clock at night with me. Great. Let's scale. Let's build. You can take a higher leadership role and we can swap. And maybe it's not every day, but maybe there's one day a week where you do get to go home and be more with your family at 3 o'clock in the way that fits your vision and goal. Why would I ever want to put a cap on my team and their life? If we can do this together, they're going to be more apt to want to stay with me, support my vision for the community as our vision for the community, and watch everyone thrive. So yes. For me, that has probably been one of the most impactful things, because there's a lot of groups out there that will have this almost, not competition with your team, but just like, you're the leader, there's boundary, no, keep them in their place, yada,
keep them at bay.
Yes, totally. And I understand there are premises to leadership and business and levels and what that needs to embody for honor and respect in your workplace. However, that doesn't mean that you can't dream together, lift each other up, because a rising tide lifts all boats, right? So why wouldn't their elevation help your elevation? And you know what? If they do go off and go expand their world, how wonderful that they learned that from you. And what does that say about you as a leader and someone who inspires them to continue to grow? They're going to love that experience and season of their life with you forever.
Absolutely.
And how can that help to inspire someone else to come along if they refer an employee to you?
Exactly. It really just creating the energy that you want to see in the world. And I love that, because you're a full embodiment of that. I love the fact that you put a real $100 bill in there, because you're literally teaching them to look for money in their world, right? Guess what? They're going to find an extra $1,000 in unpaid accounts at your office, because you're teaching them to look for those things. I think so often we learn these things as leaders and we don't implement with our team. And you are just a great example of being able to do that for your teams. What is next for you in 2025? I know you released a podcast, the Heartwork Podcast. Yes. I'm so pumped for it. I love it. Everybody should go and follow it and listen to it as well. So tell us a little bit about that and what your vision is.
Yeah. One of the biggest things, honestly, that I've just learned and grown from this last half of year, where I really started to focus on what that legacy and what that scaling looks like, is really just understanding what are the next steps, big picture wise, and then granularly, that are going to help me continue to grow into the role where I can work more on my business versus in my business. I am the workhorse. I have capacity that can be untapped, and I love that. But sometimes we wear that hardworking capacity as like a badge of honor.
Yep.
And I definitely did that for a long time. And part of my personal growth was learning that I can access it, but sometimes it's not always the healthiest too. And leverage when and how I do that. And I can also leverage the resources I have and the people that I have to do those things. Hiring a doctor is something that we're looking to do by next summer. We already have some talks in place with people, because I want to be intentional about it. It was one of the things that you taught me. Well, why are you going to wait to start interviewing people later? Why don't you start putting the seeds out there? And I had three people reach out.
The universe is like, yes, we want this for you. Here you go.
Regardless of when that timeline comes around, again, you're putting that energy forth. I also want to start a family next year. And I know that in order to do that, there are certain processes in my business that need to be ready. One of the beautiful questions that I was asked during 90 Day Sprint was, if you were gone on an island for 60 or 90 days, what parts of your business would fail because you're not present? And so I've taken that question and put that into the mentality of every further decision I make, so that we can continue to operate and I can pull people in to a very well-oiled machine, onboard them, and move us forward in the practice. So again, it's about removing myself from the nitty-gritty to focus on bigger picture things, like also passions I have outside, a podcast, being able to be present with my family, and being able to reach our own goals in life, not just our goals in business. And what does that actually look like for the width of the life that I'm creating, so that I'm living more of that versus just the length? So many people are just going through the day to day. I don't want to do that. I want to enjoy what that process looks like, grow, serve, and actually be able to provide a story and a legacy for my family that my ancestors helped to provide for us when they moved to New Jersey and opened up their own small business. I want that legacy and that pride myself.
I love that. That is so beautiful. So you went through our program, the 90 Day Sprint. Can you tell the listeners a little bit, because you didn't come in with a business that was broken. You had great profitability. We reworked your pricing a little bit because we were like, okay, continuing to scale this and bring on doctors, we do have to increase profitability just a little bit in order to hire a really great team, because you're not interested in hiring subpar team. You're not interested in trying to pay them $30,000 a year. Like, you want to provide an amazing experience and offer for them. So what are some of the things that you walked away with 90 Day Sprint, even though your business wasn't necessarily broken to begin with?
Totally. I think one, it was a little bit of money mindset. First and foremost, there definitely was this kind of poverty. I need to serve, 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 give, give, give. But when you do that, you give away the farm. So the first conversations, you're like, why are you discounting because someone's in service, but also a teacher, but also a nurse, but also in your networking group? You give discounts to everyone just because of who they are and what they do. Then no discount is special. We're no longer brand new in the community. We can be intentional about who we allow in our space. Raising up our wellness pricing. So actually creating a foundation that's of value, that's worth. Why are people paying so much to go through their initial process and then all of a sudden they make it to maintenance? It's still the same chiropractic adjustment. It's still the same intentionality. Why is that worth, quote unquote, less than those other adjustments that you did in the beginning? And so working through some of that, I still remember getting the message like, oh, how is the raising the wellness pricing going? And I was like, I'm going to leave that one unread for like 2 days and then come back to it. But it's been a gift and a journey. And what does that do? That allows me to pour back into my team. One of my team members got a raise because of the leadership she's growing into. That allows me to serve my community better, have more resources to be able to provide them, plan events. One of the biggest things I think I took from it too is just making decisions quickly based on your intuition versus waiting, because knowledge is great and I'm a big knowledge absorber, but knowledge does shit without action. And so even just yesterday, we have a little reel on our Instagram, fired fast, hired better, right? And so I have a new social media manager and she's crushing it, and she put together a reel for some reason, I don't know why, thank you universe, this reel is like, and so we have been trying to figure out how to implement ManyChat for forever. It's been a part of the journey and learning, again, just how to increase our reach in the community through just email, automation, AI, learning to leverage that skill and that knowledge, which has been huge for us. Again, working smarter, not harder. But do you know, this has been something we've talked about for 2 months with one of my other teams that's helping us with Flowdesk and email marketing. And literally, I took 5 minutes yesterday and I was like, I just need to fucking do this. Yeah. And so I did it, implemented ManyChat. We got an opportunity for them to comment now on the reel. And we've got like whatever, how many comments. And in ManyChat, my team member was like, was that hard? Did you lose out on the adjustment? I was like, no, it literally fucking took us 5 minutes. I don't understand why we didn't just do it before. And so just again, just take the action, just do it. You don't know what that can actually bring your way. I've got 2 new patients in my email inbox
from that, like such an easy implementation.
So easy. So again, just you have to leverage and know the people around you. And that was the biggest thing for me. I was like, okay, yeah, nothing is quote unquote broken, but there are things that can be improved. So who do I want to bring in that room? I want to bring into a room people that are in a bigger room than I am. I want to go put myself at the table. And so when I came to scale up, when I met you, I was like, who is this chick? And then I literally binged your podcast. I was like, the favorite reality TV show. I was like, this is my people. I don't know who she is. And all of a sudden, 90 Day Sprint opened up. And I was like, I don't know. This is the time. I'm looking for something different. I don't know exactly what this will be yet. But I got in. And I was like, yep, this is it. Stat tracking, KPI, how to automate, how to become the CEO, how to have big picture vision, not just next quarter vision. I want to live big. And so I want to be around other people that are doing that and helping others do it in a beautiful way. There's no competition. There's no judgment. There is pure just confidence and pure celebration. And I think that's also a big difference. I don't know if this is a power to the female thing, but like there is just something about being around other female powerhouses that actually truly care and will hold a hand out to pull you up versus look down at you on their ladder. Mm-hmm. That's impactful, because no matter what place in business that people were at, regardless if they were pulling in 5K a month or if they were pulling in 30K a month and feeling stuck, there was intentional advice, celebration, and purpose behind the coaching. And that's what meant a lot to me, what helped me again continue to step up and be like, this is the kind of leader and the kind of person that I want to be. And then the business entrepreneur, CEO, wealth builder, legacy builder that I want to be as well.
Girl, I don't even have anything to say. I just have to drop the mic after that. I love you so much. I'm learning from you in the same aspect. I just love the community we have. I love that you're a part of it. You are a powerhouse, and I can't wait to see you crush your 2025 goals that you shared. And I am just so excited to support you along the way. I will drop your Instagram and your podcast in the show notes so people can connect with you. Is Instagram the best way?
Awesome. Yep. Anytime. I am a open book, ready and here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.